the state of Oklahoma, I now pronounce you wife and wife.
Equality under the law. Tonight, millions of couples across the country, right here in Oklahoma, are celebrating their victory. Good evening, everyone. I'm Jessica Shambaugh.
And I'm Paul Folger. It's what many are calling a historic victory. Gay marriage now legal. We were there as several couples got married tonight in Oklahoma City. And KOCO's Dave Detling live outside the Mayflower Church, where they said, I do, Dave.
Hey, good evening, Paul, and just really a happy day of celebration, full of celebration. The minister here marrying seven couples, 14 people in total exchange vows. Now, they didn't want today to be about a gay marriage ceremony. They wanted it to be about two people who fully love each other, two people who are now fully recognized when it comes to marriage equality here in the state of Oklahoma.
Sarah and Lauren, you have some promises to make.
Their vows of love, Sarah Yarbrough and Lauren Tidwell exchanged before packed pews and before God. Their marriage now legal in the state of Oklahoma.
Please celebrate with a kiss.
A whirlwind all day. As soon as we left the courthouse and then to get to this point, it's just been kind of nonstop moving and yeah, I'm sorry.
It's been a crazy day for both of us.
Yeah, it has been.
And everybody.
A self-described crazy day.
For the first time as a married couple, Lauren and Sarah.
But a historic one nonetheless, especially for these couples, who after obtaining marriage licenses, decided to exchange vows. Their crowning moment after slipping on a ring, having their marriage recognized in their home state.
We stand together.
This is our hometown. We're proud to be here. We're proud to be married here, and we're proud to be citizens of Oklahoma.
Yeah, what she said.
What was it like?
And again, a lot of proud Oklahomans here tonight. Again, 14 people exchanging vows. Now, also in attendance, a local member of the ACLU, as well as activists with the LGBT community. They say that today is a historic day, but their fight is far from over. Live outside the main.
This victory for same-sex couples here in our state. You can see a large crowd already gathered here. They're expecting many more to be here tonight. Some of these couples were at the courthouse today getting that marriage license. Ready to seal the deal.
There were tears of joy filling the Oklahoma County Court Clerk's office Monday. These men, together 18 years, just one of the couples celebrating. Same-sex marriage is now legal in Oklahoma after a ruling by the Supreme Court Monday morning.
I think we're both still kind of in shock that it's finally happening.
Sarah Yarbrough and Lauren Tidwell were the first couple in Oklahoma County to turn in their application for a marriage license. They went through all of the steps.
We've been together 3 years officially. I proposed a year ago this Friday.
They never imagined their marriage would actually happen.
An era of discrimination in the state of Oklahoma is now being relegated to the dustbins of our state's history.
The Supreme Court decided Monday to not hear a case involving Oklahoma's ban, meaning a lower court's ruling that the ban is unconstitutional stands, making these marriages legal. It's a decision that will not go unopposed.
The Southern Baptist view on marriage as between one man and one woman is longstanding, it's well known, and any court rulings or decisions won't change the belief on that.
Governor Mary Fallon sent out a statement disappointed with the decision. She said the will of the people has been overridden by unelected federal justices accountable to no one. That is both undemocratic and a violation of states' rights. Those in favor of what happened say they know there will be opposition ahead, but regardless, they are celebrating.
You cannot legislate a change of heart or a change of mind. That's something we do one person at a time.
And they are continuing that celebration here tonight, talking to the crowd out here. A very excited moment. We're told there is clergy here. They are offering to do ceremonies for any of those couples who did get their marriage license today. They want to make sure that they extend that offer to them as they're out here tonight. Look for more on this coming up tonight at 10. I'm Shelley Mills reporting live. Back to you.
Shelley, and the story continues. Big news from Tulsa, the same-sex couple who put this whole legal fight into motion 10 years ago. Mary Bishop and Sharon Baldwin sued Tulsa County after the court clerk refused to issue them a marriage license. That was back in 2004. That year, 76% of Oklahoma voters approved a constitutional amendment banning the state from recognizing and performing same-sex marriages. It was the only amendment in the country establishing criminal penalties for issuing same-sex marriage licenses. Well, today, Bishop and Baldwin got their license. They also became the first couple in Oklahoma to marry. They became legally wed just a little under an hour ago in Tulsa.
The same-sex marriage debate in Oklahoma are now married.
A U.S. Supreme Court decision today effectively makes same-sex marriage legal in Oklahoma, 29 other states, and D.C. News 9's Evan Anderson is live at the Mayfair Congregational Church where weddings are happening this evening. Evan.
Been following two women throughout the day who have been a couple for the past 9 years, and they tell us they believe today's Supreme Court ruling clears an immediate path for marriage equality in the state of Oklahoma.
I was seeing if you wanted to come to the Mayflower ceremony tonight because Jen and I are going to get married.
Earlier in the day, now newlyweds Jennifer Haesler and Karina Titjung sit anxiously at the Oklahoma County Courthouse. They wait patiently to get something they never planned to get in Oklahoma anytime soon. A marriage license.
I remember it being a very uncomfortable place to live if you were openly gay. So I never thought in a million years I figured this would be the 49th out of the 50 states to do it. I promise to be with you.
It's just so surreal that we were able to get married where we live, and it seems so basic to some people, but it was so hard for us, and we've come a long way.
The U.S. Supreme Court turned down Oklahoma's appeal, which reinstates a lower court ruling that our state's ban on same-sex marriage is unconstitutional. 7 cases in 5 states, including Oklahoma, were turned away.
People are finally starting to get it. It's really amazing.
It's a moment the couple has been waiting for 9 years.
We finally got to get married.
Now their marriage license is in hand, and a dream for the couple in the state of Oklahoma has become a reality.
The best day ever. I'm overwhelmed. It's amazing. It all happened so fast.
Now Jennifer and Karina did tell us they did consider leaving the state to get married, but decided to wait. Live on the Northwest Side tonight, Evan Anderson, News 9.
Now, on the flip side tonight, the Baptist General Convention of Oklahoma says the Southern Baptist view on marriage does not change because of the courts.
It is disheartening that the vote of the people could be so easily overturned, and the meaning of marriage, which has stood for really thousands of years, could be tried to be redefined.
And Governor Fallon is also weighing in on the issue. She says an Oklahoma amendment against same-sex marriage passed in 2004 with support of more than 75% of voters. In a statement today, she says in part, the will of the people has now been overridden by unelected federal justices accountable to no one. That is both undemocratic and a violation of states' rights.
Our exclusive poll shows Oklahomans' views on same-sex marriage may have changed over the last decade. In August, we asked voters how the Supreme Court should rule if it took the case. Our survey showed a majority, 57%, wanted the court to uphold the ban on same-sex marriage. But that's 19 points less than the percentage of Oklahomans who actually passed the ban back in 2004. 32% told us the court should strike it down. Nearly 11% had no opinion.
We're talking with Jared Pippin here as we're live streaming here at the same time. So we're trying to get everything a little bit straight here. We'll let's go to the Washington Post first, and then we'll get back to the Daily Oklahoman. And I'll just read it. This is from the Washington Post. The Supreme Court on Monday decided to let stand rulings that allow same-sex marriage in Virginia, Utah, Oklahoma, Indiana, and Wisconsin, a surprise move that made clear the way for expansion of such unions throughout the nation. The court's decision came without explanation, putting off a ruling about the constitutionality of gay marriage that would apply to all 50 states, but it sent a clear signal that the majority of the court did not feel the need to overturn the lower court decisions that followed state prohibitions were unconstitutional. These decisions will likely expand same-sex marriage to other states covered by the federal appeal courts, already ruled that the bans are unconstitutional in Colorado, Wyoming, Kansas, West Virginia, North Carolina, and South Carolina. The appellate court, the Fourth Circuit, ordered same-sex marriages in Virginia. So, in other words, the floodgates, Jerry, have been open. Let me go to the Daily Oklahoman and set this up, Oklahoma OK as they call it. Same-sex marriages became legal in Oklahoma on Monday after a surprise announcement from the Supreme Court. couples headed to county courthouse a few hours later to get marriage license. Mary Bishop and Sharon Baldwin, the Tulsa County couple that filed the federal challenge to the ban a day after it was approved by voters in 2004, were among the first couples to get a license in Oklahoma County. The first couple to get a license was Lauren Marie Tidwell and Sarah Yarborough. So this is from the Daily Oklahoman here, and they've updated this. Dan Holloway, the Norman attorney who took up a legal case for Oklahomans for same-sex couples in 2009 when it seemed to have fallen apart, said Monday that the Supreme Court's rejection of the cases from Oklahoma, Utah, Virginia, Indiana, and Wisconsin was a shocking result. Holloway said he thinks it means that the justices will never review the issues of whether states can ban same-sex marriages. If the justice thought they might take up a legal question later, he said they wouldn't have allowed the several states to begin marriage. In other words, the floodgate is open. I think this is Holloway talking here. It's a very bold move by the Supreme Court. To be truthful, we were focused on what cases they would take to decide the issue nationwide. It seems like to me they have withdrawn from the controversy. That could very well be, because virtually all these cases, Jerry, before various appellate courts. So now basically what happens, gay couples will soon share the freedom to marry in 30 states, representing 60% of the American people. Let me just go to the religious community. I had them up here. Their response, I won't read all of them, but we'll read the principal ones. Religious community reacts to it. Several religious leaders express a wide range of emotions there, no doubt about that. And let me go to the... It's truly a shame that the courts of the land have gone against God's world, thousands of years of tradition pertaining to the meaning of marriage, as well as the will of the people in this state and others. But we are confident in the end God's law remains, and we will move forward in humility and prayer towards building a positive culture of marriage. That is from the Reverend Anthony Jordan, Executive Director, Treasurer of the Baptist General Convention of Oklahoma. And one other reaction here was, they've sort of changed this over a little bit here. I'll get the one from the rabbi and we'll let it go with the various religious types here. This is from the Conservative Jewish Judaism Movement. Said she was thrilled to see same-sex marriage ban lifted in Oklahoma and become a civil rights issue. As an American in the state of Oklahoma, I feel very relieved that this issue has been decided. I believe it's a step forward for the United States. That's from Abby Jacobson, rabbi of Emmanuel Synagogue in Oklahoma City, I believe. So let me get one more comment here from the Mary Phelan, and then we'll let you have at it, Jerry, to round this out. They've sort of changed this around a little bit. I got it when it was a breaking story earlier here, so bear with me just a minute until we get all of these reactions here. If we don't get Mary Phelan, it doesn't really matter. She was ranting and raving about unelected judges deciding the will of the people. Let's see we can find where she is. That's someone else. They had Mary Phelan's statement up here earlier, and they have now, let's see, these religious leaders. Well, I guess Mary Phelan has disappeared. You'll have to listen to the other broadcast to get Mary Phelan. What's your take on this, Mary? Here we go right here. The will of the people has now been overridden by unelected federal justices accountable to no one, Phelan said. This is both undemocratic and a violation of states' rights. Rather than allowing states to make their own policies that reflect the values and views of their residents, federal judges inserted themselves into state issue to pursue their own agenda. What do you think, Jerry?
Well, it's having quite an impact. I had two calls from gay supporters in New Jersey, and they both listened to the show, and one call from another guy who's in New York City, and he works in broadcasting, and at one time was the technician on the show I'm doing nationally. And they all saw this for what it was, Oklahoma and the other southern states have kind of reversed course on it. And so what I think is we're going to watch states' rights from now on take the upper hand. And so if a judge in a certain state rules a certain way, then the precedent has been set, and it's pretty hard to stop that. And it's one of those things that we thought would happen when they decided to make this a big issue nationally. And so that's what I think, Boston Red. Thanks for having me on the show, by the way. I appreciate it.
Well, definitely. This is, I think, taking a bit of the fire out of the so-called values. People, we had a debate there in Oklahoma, which we will air later today on iHeart. This is
most people think that Mary didn't do quite that well.
She did not. You're right about that. She did not do very well at all. And unfortunately, there, she has a $3 million plus, and Dorman, the Democrat, has a little over $500,000 on hand, and he's not as well known. He's out of a place called Rush Springs. He did very well in that debate, but unfortunately, it's the one and only debate. In Texas, they had two debates down there between Wendy Davis and Wheelchair Abbott, and Davis won both debates. But Wheelchair Abbott has $40 million now to put up all kinds of commercials, including one of him. He's the attorney general, is a paraplegic, literally riding down the shoulder of the highway in his wheelchair, that he could go faster than cars on Texas highways due to the problems that they have in Texas. But the two debates were very, very similar. Education was the big item that Dorman talked about, and also Wendy Davis. And the difference primarily there between the two, Mary Phelan is wanting to test third graders, and Wheelchair Abbott wants to test four-year-olds. So they're both for testing and accountability of students and no money.
Well, when we talk about the politics in this century, it's similar to what it has been for some time, but different in many ways. In other words, the states are rising up, small states, and shaping national policy in politics.
Yeah, and unfortunately, for the wrong reason, many of those states, Mississippi, for example, I believe is at the bottom of the barrel there, so to speak. And Texas is 47. I'm not sure where Oklahoma is, but they're all in the low 40s. And they're talking about education. One of the big problems there is, it's a bigger problem, obviously, in Texas with 30 to 40 million people there, 30 whatever it is, that some industry can't settle in the state because they don't have the skilled workforce. And in Mississippi, you can forget about it. And in some of those other states, it's bad. And we're getting a race to the bottom with some of the other states. Incidentally, Wisconsin was in this today. In the Midwest, Wisconsin, I believe, is the last state that has not allowed gay marriage, except for the Dakotas, but they are very small states. but all the rest, Illinois, Wisconsin, Iowa was the first, and now Minnesota. So in the South, if you get North Carolina, South Carolina, that'll do it. Texas also is before one of the appellate courts. It will fall in Texas. That will clear up a lot of the brush that you have around there, and it will also take out one of the pillars. And this is a question I'll ask you before you go. Of the Tea Parties and all those people, we heard from the Baptists there and various others are talking about same-sex marriage. That's one of the big rallying cries of both Phelan and Wheelchair Abbott in Texas. And of course, Texas Perry. Texas Perry is now saddled with Ebola and his whole healthcare system in Texas. What do you think about the Ebola, Jerry, in terms of the stress on some of these outdated healthcare systems?
Well, it just seems to be typical of that side when they are issuing things, edicts, and saying things in debates. No surprises, really, at all. The lines have been drawn between the Republicans and the Democrats, between the conservatives and the liberals, and the rhetoric has not changed in 15, 20 years.
Well, Carl Rove says that. We were on, I think, on the week when Waz were talking. We actually read his latest installment in the Wall Street Journal. It's effectively what you just said, that he was talking about what the Republican talking points would be, and it's the last 20 years from Pat Buchanan, and it's no difference. In fact, out in Colorado, they're actually cheering Willard Romney out there, if you can believe that. And on these polls, you and I have talked about them, Jerry. They are these blowouts they were predicting. I looked at the latest, 45-45 of the Democrats, some toss-ups, but the toss-ups are very close. And the Louisville paper came out today with their latest, had Allison Lungen Grimes ahead by 2 points. That's the first poll that had her ahead. Survey USA did that poll for them. But some of these polls are starting to shift, and we'll be following what happens to McConnell down there. He's another person that has millions and millions of dollars out there. The Koch brothers are throwing out $1 billion in this 2014 election to stymie everything. Now they're going after highways and public transportation. But they've been in all these schemes, out here. And I think you're right about that. If Dorman would have had an opportunity to get in two more debates, that contest would have drastically changed there, because he would have had some airtime and more airtime. And in fact, the one debate they had, and one reason we cared, it was they had it like at about 5 o'clock on 5 or 6 on Saturday evening. Oh, excuse me, Friday evening, even worse. Everyone was out eating dinner. So, you know, these things are going here with the Republicans. I'll give you the final word, Jerry, and this will air on your network sometime today, as soon as we get some audio out of Oklahoma City and Tulsa.
Well, on one hand, people who live here in Oklahoma, Boston Red, we basically should enjoy the light of setting policy. We're setting policy for the nation, And so from that standpoint, makes you proud to be an Okie from Muskogee, as they say.
And, well,
you always like to play that when you get a chance.
Yeah, we'll put that in on yours. It's kind of interesting. They are literally marrying people at the courthouse there. And let me just take a quick look there. Hold on just a minute with me, Jerry, and we'll go to that particular newspaper, and hopefully we can get something that they put out. They're kind of light on news these days, the last time I looked. But I'll see very, very quickly here, and fairly quickly.
In the medical center, and still undergoing treatment. And so there's several issues that impact people locally and people that I see and talk every day. But the interesting thing, most people don't seem to be aware of it.
No doubt about it. The only headline I see in your paper is, either Supreme Court clears the way for the expansion. Evidently, I guess that's the only thing that has made it to them as of now, with their headlines there in your particular county. They have not had an opportunity to get anything else out there. We'll look at the world very quickly here. I think that's the next paper over, and they would probably be the ones that would cover that area. Yeah, this is Baldwin and Bishop, I believe. First same-sex marriage license issued in Tulsa County. Let's see. It was the 10th Circuit ruled 2-1. It's your circuit's the 10th. So in other words, the 10th Circuit ruling there.
We're very excited about it, although we're a state of disbelief because we did not expect this today.
Yeah.
But we also are not entirely thrilled with the Supreme Court's decision because the patchwork quilt of marriage laws that has existed across the United States for a long time will continue to exist. And we think that's really not good. I mean, if we cross the state lines into Missouri or Arkansas after this, our marriage still won't be recognized. So we're not happy about that. We're thrilled, of course, that we're getting married. This is a day we've waited for a decade or more.
This is video out of Tulsa County.
I don't want to be a downer on this day, but I do want to say that we have some concerns about the Supreme Court's decision.
And what they're talking about here, Jerry, is that they have to go to Arkansas,
Missouri. The Supreme Court really didn't do LGBT people any favors today.
Their marriage license would not stand at this point in time.
I guess it's a movement. The moment when we would get to the Supreme Court, because we knew that at any point along the way, no matter who won, whether we won or the state won in court, the other party
would stay to the other.
And we knew it would go all the way to the Supreme Court. We didn't think that they would not take a case this year.
I know you can hear it.
So we don't have a final ruling for the whole
part of the
driver's license and passport.
And this is actually the county courthouse.
Thank you for making this moment happen.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Bill
and Josh.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
I'll put this up on our
congratulations to you all. 7 years. And we waited hours for you guys because your fight was so long. So thank you so much.
You were talking about some of the reactions of people around the medical center there.
That's a problem. I have cousins in Oklahoma,
yes.
in Missouri. We have friends in Texas. And when we travel to those states, we should be married.
Oh, this
they
lady is talking about friends in Texas.
By the state of Oklahoma. But they still have the same problem. When they travel to the state of Missouri or Texas
or Arkansas,
they are no longer
here.
Married. This is a travesty. Citizens of the United States when it denied cert to these 7 cases. We were very surprised and taken aback by it. We're trying to focus today on the joy and the celebration of the fact that we're about to get married. But if we said we aren't a little bit annoyed with the Supreme Court of the United States. Thank you.
Sharon said.
Oh, I see. We lost our mic. But anyway, nonetheless, this will end our program here. We were talking with Jerry Pippin, the Red State Liberal, and he was telling us about numerous calls that he'd received from New Jersey, New York, and all over, and people around his medical center that were coming through there and their comments on a historic day in his state there. And we heard some comments also from some of the people that were getting married in Tulsa County, Oklahoma, and some of the problems if they go to Arkansas or Missouri. This will do it for us here.